Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So here's an interesting little tidbit. Iceland. And I know, Iceland. Evidently, 90% of the citizens in Iceland are vaccinated. They actually see it as their civic duty, their responsibility to their country to go and get vaccinated so that they can, have an economy, have kids get to go to school, not overtax their healthcare system, not burden doctors and nurses and caregivers, and maybe try and get beyond this nightmare. If Iceland can do it, if freaking Iceland can do it, what's wrong with us? Now, a friend of mine, one of our producers here, he just told me that in Ohio, they're canceling the local high school football game. That's a big thing. You've got 12,000 kids in Florida who have tested positive for COVID. We are going in all the wrong directions. And here to share some thoughts on just where we are, where we're going, and if we ever get out of this nightmare, I've asked our good friend Sari Beth Rosenberg to come talk with us. Sari is a senior education advisor for Voters of Tomorrow. Sari, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me tonight. Great to see you.
So I'm looking at Iceland. I'm going, why can't we be Iceland?
At first, I thought you said Islip, and I said, that's close to me. Maybe I'll move there. But of course not. It's Iceland. Yes, of course.
Yeah, a whole other country.
Yeah, I got excited. I was like, I think it's only an hour for me. Didn't make any sense, actually.
But they seem to be able to get it. You know, maybe Trump could have tried to buy them instead of Greenland.
Right. I think that's what he thought he was buying anyway. So we all would have won. Or something like that.
So again, I come back to this, and I look at a country like that, like Iceland, who hasn't had a death since May, because everyone is vaccinated, or 90%. And I go, what is it about us? What is it about the education system of their country compared to ours, where 90% see it as a civic responsibility, and yet here we've got so many dimwits and knuckleheads running around going, it's my freedom not to wear a mask. What's wrong?
There's, I don't even know where to start, because a year ago when we talked about this, it was pretty bad, but we didn't have a vaccine. We didn't fully know the science yet, or at least, well, the science wasn't fully explained to us yet. They were still doing deep cleanings and not accepting the fact that it was airborne, even though the former guy knew it was airborne back in like February, right?
Right.
But here we are. We know exactly how this thing spreads. We also know that the vaccine is what keeps you from dying. We also know that masks work. I mean, your listeners and viewers know exactly what needs to be done, so I don't need to list it all. And you look at these school plans, and I got really angry today because I'm looking at this and thinking, wait a second, are we trying to help COVID spread, or are we trying to stop the spread of it? Because if you look at some of these plans, it's as if we just discovered that this thing was airborne and that it is now and kids aren't even vaccinated under 12. It's out of control, all of it.
And look, the numbers are laying some of this stuff out. I mean, Florida, who, they don't have a mask mandate. It's voluntary, I guess, in a lot of places, even though some school districts, and good on them, are defying the governor and actually saying, look, we're going to do what we can to protect our kids. But the numbers are exploding. Tennessee, the numbers are exploding. These southern states are just riddled with this at this point, and it's going to get worse before it gets any better, because we haven't even gotten to the period where it's supposed to get bad.
Right. We haven't even, there's some talk that it's possibly peaking, but no one knows yet. We won't know that it's peaked until we start seeing a downside. So right now it's like peak Delta variant spreading. Kids are getting sent into schools. There's too many people pretending that this is not real still. And I'm excited to go back, but I'm also really terrified. I'm not going to lie. And it's from, I think, you know, it's from, of course, I think that I'm going to have a more vaccinated population. But as we know, the Delta variant, doesn't pay attention to that vaccine. And you can get sick. So I'm happy that we have this booster coming. I think most teachers got the vaccine it'll be 6 months soon. But I will say that I hope, that the Delta variant is the last of it and we get through this. But it's look, I hate being all doom scrolling on Twitter and with all the, I'm sick of the doom and gloom, but that's why we're in this situation, because people got sick of it and they listened to what they wanted to hear. And I really my biggest fear right now is that we're all going to go back into these environments and then look back and say, well, of course it wasn't safe. And of course COVID spread and we didn't listen to the science. So my advice to teachers right now is, even though none of the schools that I know of in this country have a remote option, I'm going to set everything up digitally again and have it set to go. Worst case scenario is we have to go remote, or there's definitely going to be kids, unfortunately, hopefully none that I know or not too many, but there's definitely going to be kids who are going to have to be learning from home because they're going to have to get quarantined. So this is not the quote unquote normal school year that we were all pining for back in the spring when the vaccine started getting rolled out.
But the thing that gets me is I have a number of people that I know who have said, well, you know, the kids should just get it. You know, it's like when we were kids. I'm not sure how old you are. I think I may be a little older than you are. But when I was a kid,
I'm older than I look.
I know, but I was trying.
You won't say my age.
Look, I'm not stepping on that landmine.
Let's not go there tonight.
I was not. But when I was a kid, they took you around. You got mumps. You got the measles. You got the chicken pox. You got those things because that's what they did. Now they've got vaccines for it, so kids don't have to go through it. So you've got these people who have this mentality of, hey, when I was a kid, this is what we did, and they think that this is the same thing, that they're going to be able to do the same thing, and the kids, because they're healthier and they're younger, better immune systems, that they're going to come out of it just fine. And everybody I talk to says, one, that's foolish, but two, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. If you have the ability not to get sick, why would you want to?
I have no idea, and especially your kids. I mean, why would you want your kids to get sick with something that you're seeing on the nightly news? You're seeing kids hooked up to ventilators. Why would you want to risk that? That's what I don't understand. And New York City schools just came out with just their guidelines for the school year. And I'm pushing back on it because it's like, we're forgetting that the Delta variant, you can get it if you don't have the vaccine. They're forgetting that kids under 12 aren't vaccinated. And I don't see much about social distancing. I'm concerned. And so I don't know. I feel like everyone's operating under that premise that, like, oh, I guess we're just all going to get sick, forgetting that this is not just the flu.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
How many months do we need to see this for, right?
Right. But, you know, I don't hear enough teachers like you saying, no, I don't want to go. All I keep seeing the media focused on are these wine heads who are going, no, I'm not going to cover up with a mask. And no, I'm going to be brave for my students. And I'll quit if I have to. And these numbskulls who good quit. I don't want you in a classroom. If this is how you see things, don't want you in a classroom.
You should be educating people. If A, you have read all about you're still doing your research on the vaccine, even though people have already laid out that it's safe. And I also wouldn't want you teaching my kids if you're against wearing a mask. Like, that's not who I would want educating my kids right now.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. And I love some of the memes that are out there. You know, one of them that I thought most interesting was, you know, you have all these parents who are showing up at these school board meetings who just a year ago was complaining that they couldn't help their fifth grader with the new math. Now they're all epidemiologists and, you know, because they've done their research, you know, with sitting on the toilet with watching YouTube videos with their mouth open. They've done it. And
how you learn it. Yeah.
And you go, explain to me how our education system failed you again.
Right. So there was that couple month period where everyone was like so happy, so grateful and hashtag blessed for the teachers. And then it quickly turned into just like, go back in there and do not wear a mask around my kid. And don't make my kid not wear a mask, because my favorite was that woman wearing glasses, which I don't think God intended for her to wear under her logic, and was saying that, you know, young people's faces were meant to be seen as God made them. I mean, it's just, I guess I'm long past that phase of wondering if I'm being punked every day, but the ignorance is just out of control. And it's fine, be ignorant, but you're getting people sick and killing people with your own ignorance. And that's where my anger kicks in.
Yeah, but here's the other part of this, and I'm looking at states across the country that are really struggling with this, and they happen to be all southern states. The top nine states in you know, the numbers of cases per 100,000 are all southern states. And there's part of me, and this is bad for my soul, but there's part of me that doesn't care. And I hate feeling like that because I'm going, you know, I know that the people who are on the ventilators, because the numbers are there, overwhelmingly are people who decided, no, I'm not going to do it. You all are sheep for getting it. I'm not going to be metallic. I'll drink the Clorox and, you know, shove the light, you know where.
And I'll deworm myself, even though I don't have any worms in me.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I struggle with this. I mean, I think it's bad for my soul to not care if these people live or die, but this is kind of where I'm at.
I get it. And, you know, I like to celebrate myself as a highly empathetic person. That's why I went into teaching. You know, I feel people's pain a little too much, but I will say I draw the line where I walk here in New York City. I walked by an anti-vax rally on Saturday. They were protesting the Central Park concert, not for the reasons that other people were considering a super spreader event. They were protesting because they were angry that you had to have one shot of the vaccine to get to enter the concert. You know, so this was just their opportunity to protest. And it took a lot of willpower not to just start screaming back at them, because it's just like they were holding babies in the crowd, and they were holding up all these signs, you know, my body, my choice. And it's just, I do, again, wish I was just getting punked by like a lot of people, but they feel really passionate about.
I mean, it's weird. And on one side, you got people, no, we can't do anything because super spreader event. And then the other side going, no, I want bigger super spreader events.
Spread it more. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a weird world that we live in, and I'm struggling with this. But here, I do kind of have some hope, because my kids came home from school and they've started school this week.
How did it go?
So far, so good. Fortunately, and I'm grateful that our school district has done some the best that they can do given the situation.
Right.
They are back in school. They are doing that, but they are trying to, you know, everyone's wearing the mask, doing the social distancing as they can, you know, all kinds of things that they've put into place to try and do the best they can given the situation. But my son comes home and goes, you know, the first couple of days anyway, I've noticed that more of my classmates are actually wearing their masks and wearing them right. And not complaining and doing the right things, because they understand that they're in a vulnerable position. It's the parents. It's the people who are supposed to be taking care of them who are losing their ever-loving flipping minds.
I don't understand it. It's the same parents who are going to the board meetings in the beginning of the summer, freaking out that their kids are getting taught about racism, structural racism, and never asking their kids if they care. And then now they're freaking out about the masks. And it's just like, they're going to go back to the anti-racism stuff again, you know, as soon
eventually.
Eventually, I mean, let's hope the pandemic ends and that's the next thing they want to fight. But I do find that the kids are much more compliant, and I'm going to guess one of the reasons is that they realize, my students were telling me last year when we were still doing remote school, they're like, oh, we missed the whole like high school hallway aesthetic, because that's how Gen Z talks. And they're like, I can't wait to be in the hallway and like take photos of me in a high school hallway. I'm like, you used to hate being at school. They're like, can't wait to be back. So I think young people are going to be fine with the masks and wearing them properly, I hope, because they know how much better it is to be in person than be behind their Zoom screen again. Right. No,
and that's, I think that's an excellent point. It's something that I think needs to be pointed out. But you have parents who go, no, I'm not going to let my children be sheep and forced into this stuff. And you go, you know, it doesn't seem like the kids are having much of a problem. Now, when I was a kid, you know, I probably would have pushed back against anything just because. But I'm looking at this going, maybe I have a little hope that we're not completely lost, that not all is lost. Maybe the parents get knocked off and we have kids who become okay.
No, and I do. That's what I was saying the other day to someone, that somebody asked me, like, how am I so, I'm still pretty upbeat and optimistic despite my rage over a lot of what's going on right now. And I do attribute it to the fact that I work with young people. It's corny, but true, because they always find some optimism there. And I also feel, I also feel inspired by them because they're not the ones who are protesting masks and saying that they don't want to feel uncomfortable learning about racism and doing all the other crazy stuff that you see parents, their parents, some of their, not all, let's say not all parents.
The ones that are getting the media attention. So do you see us this year going back to where we were last year? I mean, is that a very, because I'm of the mindset we're not going back. We're not locking down. I don't think that's a possibility, but I'm curious what your thoughts are.
I think that because of how much it would hurt our economy, I think that the forces that be will make sure that we don't. But I worry if it's going to be at the expense of public health. That's my concern. I'm hoping that I think the reason why we won't lock down would be because all the predictions about there being a Delta variant plus or Lambda, or I saw something about COVID-22 and I shut my computer screen off. I was like, I can't even hear about COVID-22 right now. I think that that's probably why we won't have lockdowns. I am concerned. I'm very concerned looking at the fact that they're putting 34 kids in a classroom. Some classrooms don't have proper ventilation still. A lot of them in city schools. I'm concerned about kids under 12. And I'm also seeing a lot of stories about schools shutting down for a day because there's not enough teachers because they're all being quarantined. So, but I'm hoping that's just a sprinkling of cases. And I'm hoping that we reach a peak with the Delta variant and and then finally, as the former guy said, it'll just disappear one day. But yeah, I agree. I don't see our leaders and elected officials doing a lockdown like they had done before, because I don't think our economy can take it, to be honest, nope. Which is kind of cynical to say, but we do. I love America, but we tend to value property over people every time.
And so. I don't think people will comply. I think you will.
That's true too.
At all. And I think it'll just make it worse. What I would prefer to have is responsible human beings, good citizens, people like, I don't know, the good folks in Iceland, who 90% of them thought, hey, it's my civic duty to go protect myself, and not just protect myself, but all of the people around me. Because while you may have freedom in Iceland, you don't have freedom to infect everybody else. Maybe a lesson for here at home. Just my thought.
It's gotten very Hobbesian. Yep. In this world of a hard time.
Very simple stuff. But Sari, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work you do. I'd love to have you come back and share some more as this continues.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Great chatting with you tonight.
Good stuff. Our good friend Sari Beth Rosenberg. She's a senior education advisor there with Voters of Tomorrow. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.